Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Pat Riley, the Newton Boys Golf Coach. And Pat, thanks for spending time with us today. A busy week for your golfers. Three meets in a week, and doesn't leave much time for practice.
No, and honestly, our practice comes, at least with the varsity side, with the kids going to these meets, it comes when they do their range work before meets. So I try to get up there and kind of work with them if they got questions, whatnot. And, you know, that's their pseudo practice, that and the chipping and putting before they play. And then, you know, obviously when they go out and play, they wreck their swing, but then they got to recalibrate it during our next range session. And it's rinse and repeat every day.
Yeah, you guys have had some kind of some rough conditions to play, especially the wind at some of your meets this season
far. The wind has been a little crazy, but that's spring golf in Iowa. Cold weather, spring golf in Iowa. Like, we've had some really nice days too. So, you know, we take the good with the bad and just understand that everybody's playing in the same conditions we are. So we can't really use it as an excuse, if you will. We just got to go out there and perform.
Is there any adjustments you tell the kids to make when it's really windy?
You know, I try to tell them to keep the ball as low as possible, favor the you know, the wind side, because you know your ball is going to probably get moved. And then I just, you know, most of the time these guys, they're good enough that it's not going to completely destroy their round. It will, you know, blow their shots off the line a little bit, and sometimes it doesn't. And so it's kind of hit and miss. But, you know, I always just talk to them about keep it away from the penalty areas, keep it away from out of bounds, keep your ball in play, you know, settle for a bogey. It's okay. You know, just avoid the doubles and triples.
Yeah. Now, early in the season, getting consistency is hard enough, but especially with varying conditions, I imagine it's doubly hard.
It's really hard. And I got seven, eight guys really that are kind of rising to the top. And so it's really hard for me to decide, like, who do I take to varsity? Because I'll take put a kid on varsity, and then the kid I took out that plays JV has a really good round. And so they're all really close. I think I got four that are really kind of earned their everyday varsity start in Jackson Price, Mason Smith, Kellen Hartgerson, and Cole Freed. Those guys have really, you know, they're going to have some bad rounds, but then they're always going to rebound with a good one. So those four guys have really kind of solidified their varsity spot. And then I got Colin Freese and Ethan Pegler and Grant Osby and Carter Force that are really right there, like vying for that 5-6 spot. Carter's really had some good rounds. Ethan had a really good round this week. So, like, it's really tough for me because I want to take them all. I just can only take six.
Yeah, definitely. And one of those you mentioned is just a freshman, Kellen Hartgers, and he's been a top of your, you know, you're producing some of the best scores for your team this year.
He really has. He's worked hard over the last 3 years. I've watched him. He's at Westwood every day. He's playing, and he rides a lot. So hopefully this summer he'll do a little more walking. But his swing is really, really good. He's got a really chill demeanor. He doesn't let bad shots really get to him. And that's what it takes. It's just that calm, relaxed, I'm playing golf and enjoying it. And he's a freshman, so he doesn't really have a lot of pressure to, like, carry the team. So he just goes out and does his thing, and it's awesome to watch him play. And he's one of my son's good friends, so it's really fun to see the success he's had, and the kids really, you know, kind of pull him along and just, you know, make him part of the group. So it's, like I said, we always have really good kids, and that's why they accept even the freshmen that come in, like, hey, they're going to help us out. Let's befriend this kid and make him feel part of the team, and they do that. And he's going to be good. He's going to be really good.
Yeah, you got him for three more years, so that'll be nice.
That's right. Yeah.
Mason Smith, a junior, has also been producing. You mentioned him. Talk a little bit about what he brings to the team.
Mason is probably, like I said in my preseason thing, he's probably the hardest worker on the team as far as he grinds all summer long. I see him out there chipping on hole two, chipping and putting on the green. And when he's playing, he's most of the time walking. I don't hardly ever see him on a cart. And I think that mentality and that ability to understand that when I play golf, I have to walk, and he does that. Like, he's very, very consistent. And he's just, when he was a freshman, he was mid 50s. And now, like, if he's 44, 45, he's very upset because his game has just evolved so much over the last 2 to 3 2 years, really. And the reason is because he just worked so hard at his craft and he loves the sport. You know, he's all in. So, and we got a ton of guys like that. I'm not going to exclude the rest of them because they all do the same thing. But he's really kind of stepped up and become one heck of a good golfer.
Yeah. After the meet at Westwood, I had a chance to talk to Jackson Price, too. And, of course, he's got high hopes for this year and making it back to state.
Yeah, and he is definitely an elite player. He's got an elite swing. He can do all the things. He can birdie any hole, even when it seems impossible. And I think he has a lot more pressure than the rest of the guys. Like, he feels like he has to carry the team. And I've talked to him a lot over the last couple 3 days, just about, hey, you got teammates that can play. Dude, you just go out and have fun and enjoy it and do your thing, and you'll be fine because your teammates are gonna, you know, they're gonna pick up their end of the slack. And so once he settles in and just realizes, hey, this is fun and I'm good and I'm just gonna go play and show it, you know, he'll be good. But he's had a couple rough meets this week, but he'll bounce back because, like I said, he's got a really, really good swing.
Yeah. Those natural parts of the game never fail you whenever you can get things going right. So
that's right. When he gets going, though, he can really turn it on.
Yeah. Well, coming up next week, another busy week. Tuesday, Friday, and then you also have Knoxville, I think, on the weekend next week.
So next week, like the Tuesday is our last like close meet. I don't want to say close meet. We have a meet on Tuesday at Oski. It's the invite, and then that kind of sets up what I call our little fun weekend because we go to Winterset on Friday. Then we go to Knoxville on Saturday. Then we load up Suburbans and we drive to Blue Top Ridge at Riverside.
Wow.
And we play a practice round at Blue Top on Sunday. And then we stay at the casino and the kids all stay in the hotel. And then we tee off at the Washington Invite Blue Top Ridge on Monday morning at, I think it starts at 9, maybe 10. I can't remember. So it's like that fun little, like a golf weekend. The guys are all hanging out, playing golf, and the kids all want to make that. They want to make that six on that team that goes to those meets. So it's a fun weekend for them. It's long, but it's fun.
Yeah, a lot of bonding going on there. That's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, just
a lot of memories made.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, anything else before I let you go? You want people to know about the Newton Boys golf team right now?
I mean, we're hanging in these meets. We're getting second, third, you know, we're right there with some of the best teams in the state. And I honestly feel like we're not even like to our peak yet. We're still getting better as a team. And I think we got some good things to come. If we pull this all together right at the end, which when it really matters, you know, this team could definitely make a run in the postseason, and, you know, state berth is on the table, and these guys know it, and they're working at it, and they're gonna do everything they can to make that happen, and I'm gonna help them. So it's gonna be fun.
All right, well, good luck with that. We'd love to see that. So
yeah, for sure.
Thanks for spending time with us again. We appreciate it.
You betcha. Anytime. Thanks.
That is Pat Riley, the Newton Boys golf coach, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.